محرم سپیشال. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Imam Hussein, peace upon him, staged his uprising to revive the Prophet's practice and confront evilness. He sacrificed his life and all his belongings to safeguard human values and spirituality. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, O people, this Hussein is the son of Ali. Recognize him. I swear by the one which my soul is in his hand, that he and his lovers and lovers of his lovers will be in paradise. Imam Hussein's aim of uprising was to safeguard the divine values and protect the traditions of the Prophet of Islam. He spared no effort to revive the forgotten values of Islam. That's why the Muslim scholars believe that Islam owed its foundation to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and survival to Imam Hussein, peace upon him. Ignorance and oppression had covered the Islamic rules like dust after the passing away of the Prophet. The martyrdom of Imam Hussein and his loyal companions removed this dust and demonstrated the real image of Islam. This is what we read in Ziyarat, or standard form of salutation to Imam Hussein. I bear testimony that you indeed maintained the prayer and enjoined what is good and forbade what is evil. Basically, enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil have a very high position in the culture of the Ahlul Bayt, or the progeny of the Prophet. Imam Ali, peace upon him, calls this obligatory act as superior to jihad, or a struggle in the way of God. He says, all good deeds and jihad in the way of God before enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil are like a drop before a turbulent and vast sea. Imam Hussein believed that he had to support Islamic values with all his being. His personality was the incarnation of steadfastness and freedom. He staged his uprising to show to mankind that he would never surrender to oppression under any circumstances. He would never compromise with the despotic and licentious rulers of Umayyad regime. He used to quote these words from his father, Imam Ali, the most unjust man is the one who promotes traditions of oppression in the society and destroys just traditions. Imam Hussein, peace upon him, had an iron will. In response to his brother, Muhammad Hanafiye, who had proposed some peaceful ways for him to avoid military confrontation with Yazid, the Imam said, my brother, if there remains no refuge and safe haven on the earth, I will never swear allegiance with Yazid, son of Muawiyah. In the sublime culture of Imam Hussein, humility and submission before untruth and injustice has no place. His word keeps resonating in the ears of history when he said, "Beware that the illegitimate brat, the son of the illegitimate brat, Ubaydullah, son of Ziyad, has forced me to choose one of the two, either death or humility. How humility is far from us. God, his apostle, the faithful, the chaste lapse, the valorous people, and the people of the noble world do not accept from us to prefer the obedience of the base to death with dignity." Imam Hussein, peace upon him, sacrificed his blood to dignify Islam and the school of the Ahlul Bayt. In Karbala, he depicted the picture of self-sacrifice and safeguarding the pristine Islamic values. His uprising caused wise people to become more aware of oppression and corruption. He made them move against injustice rather than being indolent and inactive. A few years after the epic of Ashura, many people staged uprisings to avenge Imam's blood. For instance, Mukhtar Saqafi staged a great uprising whereby he killed many of the perpetrators of Karbala. In the contemporary era too, revolutions and movements have been staged through taking the pattern of Ashura and Imam Hussein's uprising. Imam Hussein, peace upon him, staged his uprising to expose the tarnished image of Islam that Yazid and his cohorts had depicted of this religion. He fought against Yazid knowing that he and all his 72 companions would be slain. He taught us that we should sacrifice whatever we have to preserve the divine values and God's religion.